Welcome to the Good News from the Gardens podcast. I am Pastor Steve Windsor of Nativity Lutheran Church and School in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Each week, I will be sharing a message grounded in faith, hope, and love of God from our Sunday worship service right here via this podcast. I hope you consider subscribing and sharing this message with others. Thank you for listening. Now this week's biblical reading and message. These are the readings for Sunday, April 21st, 2024. This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John from the 10th chapter, the 11th through 18th verses. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Our second reading is the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Word of God, word of life, thanks be to God.
If the 23rd Psalm is a profession of the Lord as a shepherd, then John 10 verses 11 through 18 is the assured response of the Lord being a good shepherd. In the John text, Jesus aligns his life with that of a shepherd who is invested in his flock. Unlike a hired hand, a good shepherd goes to all lengths for the sheep that are in the flock and those who aren't quite yet, including death. It's because of Jesus' death and resurrection that we today know still waters, that we know green pastures, that we know right paths, that we know comfort, that we know confidence, and that we know abundance and goodness and mercy. This morning, we will focus on the 23rd Psalm. The 23rd Psalm is one of those scripture passages that is identifiable by those who do not profess a faith. It is often heard at funerals. It has a kind of creedal quality to it. The psalmist David emphasizes the Lord's influence upon him. It's about everything that the Lord does to him and the benefits of the Lord's actions upon him. The Lord makes, leads, restores, comforts, prepares, and anoints David, all good things. In both good and bad times, he acknowledges that the Lord is with him. David's faith, his trust in the Lord, if you can't tell it already, in this 23rd Psalm, is unwavering. And perhaps that is why it has endured as a scripture that captures us. Because in a few words, it traverses the broken human experience, our need for God's presence and guidance, before ending with the conviction that none of the above will ever cease to exist. Period. 2 weeks ago, myself and two friends were in the midst of still waters for 5 days while paddling the Suwannee and Santa Fe rivers in the north part of the state. For 5 days, we were content. We really were content with freeze-dried food, repeatedly packing and unpacking our gear and sleeping on the hard earth in tents. We did not want for much except for safe travel while on the river. There was the occasional boat that refused to slow down and lessen the impact of its wake upon our canoe. So when that would happen, we would dig in and we would steer our still water canoe in perpendicular and into the disrupting waves so as to ride them. Because waves in a canoe from the side are no bueno. And at night, we would lie down in green grass pastures set aside for campers like ourselves. I would venture to say that we felt our souls were restored at the end of those 5 days. Now, granted, this type of restoration is not for all. Show of hands, who would find something like this restorative to their soul? That's a pretty good mix, folks. So my question for you all this morning is where are your still waters and your green pastures? What are those places or those persons or experiences that you are restored? And like David, you feel the whole presence of the Lord. Where are those still waters in your life? Where are those green pastures? Places of refuge. Places of strength, places of promise, places where God is undeniably present. I want you to hold on to those. So that river the rivers that we were on were swollen from rains. The day that we drove up, or I say the day before we got on the river, there had been like 4 inches in the Okefenokee in southern Georgia and in north Florida. So the river was swollen. In some places, the bank of the river were nearly indistinguishable. As far as you could see into the trees, there was water up. It was kind of mirage-like, kind of like an infinity pool. You know those pools that are at those fancy resorts like Sandals where you can sit in a pool and the pool goes and then it just keeps going because the edge of the pool blends into the ocean. It's kind of what it looked like. At times it was hard to see where the river was going right or left because there's just this mirage of water ahead of us. That is, unless there was something floating on the surface, we really had no idea how swift that swollen river current was moving. Occasionally, a piece of something like this would drift by, or you would catch up with it, depending on its size, driftwood. And after the first day or two, I was thinking, I want a neat piece of driftwood because it's a souvenir, remind me of my canoe trip. I'm going to get to that. It doesn't like to be handled. It's fragile. And that kind of disappoints me. But hopefully this analogy is going to work for you all. So I settled on a piece of driftwood, obviously. Many out of the river. Some just looked like a branch that had fallen the day before. But I wanted something that had character, that looked weathered, something that could sit on a shelf, be somewhat of a conversation piece, something that would sit upright, such as this piece. I was very selective about the piece of wood that I wanted. Like I said, I wanted it to be weathered. I wanted it to look like it had been submerged for eons, just soaking up the water. Submerged. When I plucked this out of the river, I was like, I wonder where this piece of wood began its journey. I wonder how far up the river it was. Was it just dislodged because of this last rain? Or is it something that's been floating along the river, got hung up on the side, the water rose, and then it found its way back out? I wondered how long it had not been part of a living tree. I wondered where it was dislodged from. What was its journey? You think about these kind of things when you're doing nothing but paddling. For 2 days, it sat on a little cooler in front of me that had nothing but iced tea in it. Trust me. It was on this cooler in front of me drying out. Because that's what you do, is you dry it out. But as it was drying out, I noticed that it became more and more fragile. As you noticed. As it dried out, it became more and more fragile. But when it was saturated, I could handle it quite readily. But as 2 weeks have gone by now, it's probably completely dried out now, having been in my garage in a safe spot. It wishes to be wet again. It really does. But when it was saturated, it held together well. Held together real well. I think we are not unlike this piece of driftwood. We are weathered by life. We have all at some point in our lives, as David professed, walked through the darkest of valleys. You all have lived amongst enemies within yourselves and outside of yourselves. But like this piece of driftwood, you are far less fragile when you are soaked. When you are soaking in the waters of baptism. Still waters, green pastures, and right paths. That baptismal font that we have in the middle of the sanctuary, displaced a little bit this morning. That baptismal font, the waters are calm, right? Until you stick your finger in it and disrupt the water. And maybe mark the sign of the cross on your forehead. Or like this past week in chapel, with all the kids lined up in the first couple pews there, I just walked up and chapel had nothing to do with baptism, but for some reason I just reached my hand in there and just splashed every single one of them. Every single one of them. The grown-ups, the teachers were like, huh? The kids laughed hysterically. Laughter and joy. So we talked about baptism and how baptismal waters don't always need to be still waters. When it comes to yours and our baptismal waters, our soaked lives, if they are still, might they run good and deep? May your baptismal waters dislodge you. May your baptismal waters have you journey closer with Jesus. Follow along with the Good Shepherd. Drift with the Spirit's guidance. Now this world will attempt to stir your still waters and brown your green pastures, your places of refuge. But know that the Good Shepherd, your Lord, is there with you. Take a look at the cover of your bulletin for a moment. When I first told Carrie in the office what I wanted for artwork, this is what she came up with. And I couldn't help but think of how wildebeests in Africa go alongside rivers. And in those rivers, what's lurking? Crocodiles, right? Crocodiles. Just plucking off wildebeests. And that's what I thought of when I saw this. But our Lord, protect us from the beasts, from the wilds, from the things in this world that seek to separate and snatch and take us away. Although the things of this world lurk, under the still waters, may you know that the disrupted waters of baptism are where life is known, where life is experienced. Know that the Lord guides you through waves, the waves that disrupt your dilks, your still waters. And when your pastures are dry, he will water them. He will soak them and hold them together with the community of faith. And last, good people, want for nothing. Want for nothing. Just as the psalmist says, I shall not want. Want for nothing, for God has given everything for you in his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thanks for listening. I hope this week's message has given you something life-giving to think about and given you hope that you are loved by God. To learn more about Nativity Lutheran Church and School, search PB Nativity on Facebook or visit our website at nativitylutheranpbg.com. If you would like to support this podcast or any of the ministries of Nativity, please visit our website giving page. Thanks again for tuning into this week's The Good News from the Gardens podcast. Till next week, love God and love God's people.